From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The title of Kevin Kwan's new novel may say it all. It's called Crazy Rich Asians, and reviewer Tash Au calls it a breathless tsunami of dazzling soirees and weekends on private islands.
Okay, so what sets this whole thing off? Nicholas Young, heir to a massive old money fortune, has returned to Singapore for his best friend's wedding. He's Oxford-educated and super-eligible, right? Wrong, because, surprise, he's brought his Chinese-American girlfriend with him. Poor Rachel. Her appearance provokes more jealousy and bullying than this tiny republic has ever seen. And it doesn't help that everyone she meets in Singapore is rich and beautiful. They buy couture collections before the clothes hit the runway. Their private jets have yoga studios. Kwan's characters flirt with cliché. Lines like, "He was just so startlingly attractive, with his stubble and the rumpled shirt." But the book is saved by its gleeful, campy humour. A bird that pecks at a Damien Hirst painting, or the wedding dance to Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, with alternating verses in English and Mandarin. If you were wondering about the vagueness of the titles, Asians, it's not an accident. Kwan is trying to show the Chinese diaspora in all of its nuances. The difference between old Nanyang and contemporary China, the snobbery of Asians who speak English with British accents, the fact that Singaporeans are considered uptight by other Chinese. You might be tempted to read this novel as a commentary on the rampant materialism taking over Asia, or a text on Asian post-colonial revenge, or point out that it's impossible to double major at Oxford. But, my darling, such questions are simply not relevant. All you need to know is that Charlie Wu, of the tech billionaire fortune, is in love with Astrid, the granddaughter of Shang Su-yi, who's unhappy that her grandson Nicholas is not dating the Rachel Chu of the Taipei Plastics Chus. But they are all going to the wedding of Araminta Lee, of the luxury hotel Lees, and Colin Ku of the Koo Tek Fong fortune. And some big secrets are about to be revealed.
The novel by Kevin Kwan is called Crazy Rich Asians. It was reviewed by Tash Au. His latest novel is Five Star Billionaire. And for updates on books and authors throughout the day, you can follow NPR Books on Facebook and on Twitter.